Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to start.
All right, boys and girls, you have stumbled upon The Balance and the Gary Snyder Show. We're going to be joining the Gary Snyder Show live here in just a very, in about 5 minutes or so, waiting also to join up with $2 Bill Josh. My name's Tom Marquis, El Presidente. So glad that you could join us here on a Friday. Happy TGIF America. And it is so good to have you guys on board on a Friday. Typically, and I want to go over a couple of housekeeping things, typically what we have here right now, and we're going to try to incorporate a lot of this stuff. But as we grow, we've got some growing pains, and we certainly appreciate your patience as a listener in what all that we're trying to do as we grow the show. But the pep rally was a program that we put together here on the Balance Radio Network to focus in on high school football. And I think what we've done is we've covered that pretty thoroughly. But again, we are growing and we are expanding. So if you tuned in for the pep rally, you're now part of the Balance and Gary Snyder Show. We'll be joining Gary, the Gary Snyder Show, here in a very few short minutes. I know we're going to talk a lot of sports. It's Football Friday, so that's not going to go away. But our focus point is going to be a lot of college football, perhaps IU, Notre Dame, obviously professional football, dealing with the Colts and what have you, since we're based here in Indianapolis. But also keep in mind that we want to talk about and talk to who you think would be the good guest to talk to, I guess. Well, it's Friday. It is the Balance and Gary Snyder Show. And joining me, as usual, the man with his very own jersey, Mr. $2 Bill Josh. Josh, how are we doing today, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you on this, I guess you'd say, beautiful evening outside, Tom?
It is a fantastic Friday here in Indianapolis, Indiana. All right, Josh, we've got a couple things going on. Obviously, the Brewers won against the Cardinals last night. Obviously, now we are looking at another game, obviously game 5 of 7. And so the Brewers and the Cardinals, Josh, what are your thoughts on that game tonight?
Well, come on, Cardinals. You're in St. Louis. This is the third straight game at St. Louis. You got to win this game and get this one. The Red Sox already broke my heart once this baseball season. Surely the Cards ain't going to make it twice.
Well, I can tell you, I as a fan, and I think everybody knows this, I am a huge, huge diehard Cardinal fan, so I'm rooting for them all the way, and hopefully they can do it. But as a media guy, two different hats, and obviously, maybe they should be one hat, but as a media guy, I really think the Milwaukee Brewers can pull out a win and make it happen. But you're right, Josh, they're playing at home, Busch Stadium tonight, 8:05 p.m. Eastern. There in St. Louis. And I'll tell you what, now the Milwaukee Brewers have snapped their decades-long postseason road losing streak, they have a chance to regain the advantage in the National League Championship Series, Josh, against, obviously, the St. Louis Cardinals. Looking to build their first playoff road win in 29 years, the Brewers could face a tougher challenge in Friday night's game, tonight's game, 5 at Busch Stadium, than they did last time they faced Jaime Garcia. After dropping the first two games, Milwaukee evened the best of 7 series by snapping an 8-game road playoff skid with a 4-2 win in Game 4 on Thursday to guarantee the NLCS would return to Miller Park. The Brewers' previous postseason road victory also came in St. Louis in Game 1 of the 1982 World Series, Josh. So I tell you what, there's a lot on the line here. And hopefully that the two ball clubs can put it together. We're going to be joining the Gary Snyder Show here in just a very short few minutes. I cannot speak today. But the, another game going on, Josh, over in the American League, obviously the American League Championship Series, and that is the Texas Rangers and the Detroit Tigers. Obviously, the Detroit Tigers are still showing they have a little spunk left in them. What are your thoughts on that game?
That series is over. I'm sorry. I want Detroit to win the series bad. As a fan, but as a media guy, using an expression from one of the wisest media guys I know, Tom, Texas is simply too much for Detroit, and they're now back in Texas for Game 6 and 7. It's over. The fat lady is warming up her vocal cords for tomorrow night.
Okay, so are you saying you think the Rangers will win this?
I think it ends tomorrow night with Texas advancing to the World Series.
Okay, and obviously that's something that I said all along, that I think that it would be the Rangers, and obviously I still feel like it would be the Brewers, although as a fan, I certainly hope that that's not the case. So we're going to be joining the Gary Snyder Show here in just a very few short seconds here. Josh, any last things before we join the show with the Gary Snyder Show?
Well, I'm actually on my way over to Giant Stadium, where me and Tom are going to have our first National High School Game of the Week, the Ben Davis Giants and the Carmel Greyhounds, coming up a little bit later on tonight.
And that's absolutely true. Now, Josh, what do you expect to happen tonight between the Carmel the Ben Davis Giants?
I expect you'll see Ben Davis win for no other reason than they got blown out the last 2 years there at home, and this is the biggest game of Ben Davis in 9 years.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, we're still waiting to join the Gary Snyder Show. We do have them queued up and ready to go. So as soon as we get the signal to go with them, well, we'll be live with the Gary Snyder Show, and obviously Jimmy the intern, and we'll have a lot of different things to talk about as far as IU-Wisconsin matchup coming up this tomorrow as well. So, like I said, we're waiting on the queue, so as soon as we get the queue, we'll move forward. You're listening to The Balance and The Gary Snyder Show right here on Blog Talk Radio all across the nation.
Message to any surviving Autobots taking refuge among the stars. We are here. We are waiting.
Show on 1400 WBAT. And we are joined now by the Balance Radio Network. Tom Marquis, are you there, buddy?
I am here, sir. We are coast to coast. We are live and so glad that you could join us yet again on a Friday on the Balance Radio Network.
You know, it's been a pretty cool afternoon because, A, I got my new iPhone 4S, and for all of you out there who pre-ordered and don't have it yet, Number two, we just had a great interview with Fox News legal analyst Lee Swill. A pretty good afternoon so far.
Well, I tell you what, that's good for a Friday. I know I was trying to be a part of that interview, but modern technology got the best of us, and it dropped, but that's okay. The most important thing is you're here with us now on the Balance Radio Network, and it's Football Friday. Obviously, we got a lot to talk about as far as football goes, but what's on the agenda for the last hour, Mr. Snyder?
Well, what's on the agenda is, first of all, I need to let people know that if you've been paying any attention at all here of late, you know I need a new carpet. And when I did what everybody else does. I went to the big box stores. When I did this, I found out something was missing. That's right, service. Then a friend recommended Lehman Floor Covering and Huntington. Not only did Lehman Floor Covering have all the top brands of carpeting, Mohawk, Stainmaster, Baylo, and Shaw, they also had something that was missing from every other place I checked out. Great customer service, attention to detail, and that personal touch. So if you're looking for new carpet, like I was, hardwood floors, tile, laminate, vinyl, heck, they even specialize in new baths and kitchens and carry H&K countertops made right here in Marion. Lehman Floor Covering will have what you need when you need it with the customer service you deserve. Lehman Floor Covering is your one-stop shop from ceiling to floor, and you know what? They would not have been in business for over 50 years if they were not doing it exactly right. Call Todd right now, 260-356-7226, and get that free estimate. You can visit them on the web at laymanfloorcovering.com. Or just head on over to their store. It's right there at 1940 Etna Avenue in Huntington. And, of course, all you really need to remember is GaryLSnyder.com. Takes you right to the website. You'll see their nice ad. Follow them on Facebook and find out. Get a heads up on all their sales and specials before everyone else, just for being a friend on Facebook. Tom, you are right. This is Football Friday. Here this first half hour, we're going to break down or at least preview. Purdue travels to Penn State. We'll get a little bit of Colts action going, maybe a little bit of baseball. And at the bottom of the hour, we'll continue the college football talk, and that will include Jimmy the intern as he brings up, an almost impossible task of previewing IU-Wisconsin.
Well, absolutely, and obviously that's going to be a huge challenge for the Hoosiers and the Badgers. I tell you what, in my opinion, they are just going to get ate up from the neck up or from the neck down. There isn't going to be much left of the Indiana Hoosiers after the Wisconsin Badgers get done with them. I know we have Mr. $2 Bill Josh on the line with us as well. Josh, how are we doing on a Friday?
I'm doing well. How are you, Gary?
I am excellent. I am living the dream, my friend, living the dream.
Living the dream, and I don't know what kind of dream that is, but one dream that is going on is the quest for the World Series, and that is being played out in two different cities. It's being played out in the beautiful city of St. Louis, Missouri, which the St. Louis Cardinals fell to the Milwaukee Brewers last night. And then also over in Texas, the Texas Rangers and the Detroit Tigers tried to, again, do another battle to see who's going to be in the World Series for the year 2011.
Did anything surprise you last night, Tom, in either game? I know Detroit came back a very gritty team, cut that to a 3-2 deficit now, got themselves back into it. They still need another victory to kind of even that series up, but I think in elimination games, I think they'll be just fine. And And don't be surprised if this game this series doesn't go seven.
Oh, and I won't be surprised at all. In fact, that's exactly one of the things that we've talked about here on The Balance is the fact that this series probably will go to a decisive game seven. And that much I won't be surprised at all, because you got to remember the Brewers and the Cardinals split their 18 regular season meetings. And so it's not surprising that these teams know each other very, very well, Gary. And I tell you what, the Brewers have a lot of confidence after they rallied back from a 2-0 deficit by scoring all of their runs in the fourth through the sixth inning. Randy Wolf threw seven solid frames, while Morgan and Harrison Jr. Also had two hits. And I don't know, I was watching that game last night, and did you see I don't know if you guys were watching the game, but the umpire, and I tell you what, you talk about some grit, Gary. The umpire got hit by a missed ball and it hit him right there on the bicep and just kind of was like, that tingles. And obviously the medical staff came out and he went right back behind the plate. But can you imagine being hit on the bicep like 90 miles an hour, however fast the ball was going, because obviously it was still going at full momentum? That's going to leave a mark.
Well, I did not see it. That had to hurt. And, boy, you know, you could not pay me enough to stand behind there and trust a catcher to catch everything and not let you get hit. And for those umpires who stand behind home plate while some of these guys are throwing 90, 100 miles an hour, takes a pair, I'm telling you. You know, when you I was not watching last night. I was watching the Washington Capitals beat the Pittsburgh Penguins 3-2 in overtime.
And I know Josh is a big Penguin fan. Josh, did you happen to see that game?
I did see the game last night. I thought it was a fabulous game, but as a Penguin fan, it's good news. Sidney Crosby's good for full contact practice.
That's my wife was excited about, because she is a big Penguins fan. And, you know, I had to sit there, leading most of the game, 2-1. The Penguins get the late goal, and fortunately, a 2-on-1 in overtime on a power play, a 4-on-3 power play for the Capitals ended it, got them the 2 points. Pittsburgh does walk out of there with a point, but what about Asham just nailing Beagles in that fight, putting him down with one punch after Beagles had pounded on him for a few minutes? That guy was messed up in that fight.
I thought it was a HBO pay-per-view fight.
I thought it was great. It's a new attitude of the Pittsburgh Penguins. I can't wait till Sidney Crosby gets back, because you can guarantee when Crosby gets back, if you get too close to Crosby, Asher or one of the other goons, I don't know if they're still called goons in hockey, is going to do something about you being too close to Sid the Kid.
Well, and when you look at the Pittsburgh Penguin team, yes, they do still call them goons, and they have one of the biggest in Matt Cook, one of the biggest cheap shot artists in the National Hockey League right now. And, yeah, you're right. When Crosby gets back out on that ice, as Mr. T would say, I pity the fool who takes the first shot at Crosby.
I pity the fool. Well, I'll tell you, one fool that's not being pitied as well is over there in the American League Series. And the Texas Rangers, Gary, are just one victory away from making it to the World Series for the second for making it to the World Series for the second straight season. All they have to do is accomplish the feat is get past Verlander. Now, that is a feat all in itself. And obviously, coming off extra inning victory, the Rangers can clinch the pennant tonight against the Detroit Tigers, who will be without their two top relievers in Game 5 of the American League Championship Series at Chimera Park, after allowing Detroit to get back in the series with a 5-2 loss in the Game 3 on Tuesday. Texas posted its 11-inning victory of the ALCS. 7-3 on Wednesday to take the 3-1 lead in the series. That contest was delayed 2 hours and 13 minutes because of the rain box. So it's going to be an exciting, exciting game out in Texas tonight. And I really think Texas will wrap it up tonight, send Detroit home. But they had a great season. And my hat's off to the entire city of Detroit. They are doing well. The Red Wings are doing well. So, yeah, the whole city is looking like they're going to have some bragging rights. Even University of Michigan Wolverines are pulling off a few wins there, Gary.
Yeah, don't remind me. All right, hey, guys, we got to go to a quick break. When we come back, we'll finish talking a little bit of baseball, start on Purdue, maybe a little Colts, and then we're joined at the bottom of the hour by Jimmy the intern, giving us IU's obituary as they travel to Wisconsin this weekend. You're listening to the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAD.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
All right, and welcome back to the Balance/Gary Snyder Show. And I know we're going to be joining them back as soon as they get back off of break. But real quickly, obviously one of the things that we want to talk about is the Balance Pep Rally. We're kind of merging it in here with the Gary Snyder Show. So, Josh, real quickly, and we do have just a very few seconds here before we join the Gary Snyder Show when they come off of their commercial break there. What's going on in the metro area today for the final game and senior night on most schools, or a lot of schools are having senior nights, and one of them, obviously, you and I will be there, Carmel and Ben Davis. But what else is going on? And one of these days, Josh, I'm going to learn how to turn your mic on. So go ahead.
Ben Davis Carmel this senior night, one of our good friends, the grandson's graduating tonight, and Warren Central Center Grove, and I can't let it go without this bugging me. The Detroit Tech just play tomorrow night. They do not play tonight, so Texas isn't sending anybody home tonight.
You don't think Texas is sending anybody home tonight? That was really on subject there when we've only got just a few minutes there, Josh. But that's fine. So what else is going on around the metro there, buddy?
Speedway's playing Lutheran. It's Brownsburg's trying to finish their season with an 8-1 record. You got several other good games going on. We don't have enough time to get into them all before we join the Gary Snyder Show, though.
Okay, go ahead and just we're still waiting, Josh. I'm trying to connect with Jimmy the intern. I really need you to do this.
All right, we got Ben Davis Carmel. They're trying to finish second in the mid-conference. We got Center Grove and Warren Central. Warren Central's trying to finish the regular season undefeated for the first time since 2006. Those are both two classic mid games. Ben Davis Carmel's live on Channel 23 at 7:00.
All right, we got to join. We got to now join the Gary Snyder Show back in progress.
Only jumps and the players bump, and the fans all go insane. Someone roars, Bobby stars at the good old hockey game.
Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game.
Second period. Where players dash with skates aflash, the home team trails behind. But they grab the puck and go bursting up, and they're down across the line. They storm the crease like bumblebees, they travel like a burning flame. We see them slide the puck inside, it's a 1-1 hockey game.
Oh, the good old hockey game.
All right, we are we're back on the Gary Snyder Show here on 1400 WBAT. I need to tell you about Schaefer's Indiana Turf. They're in Fort Wayne, and they are the place to go for all of your mowing needs this fall and all your snow removal needs this winter, including Ariens snow throw snow blowers, Gravely mowers, and, of course, they're still one of Indiana's largest Dixie Chopper dealers. Now, Schaefer's has been in business since 1929, and if you're doing the math, that is a very long time. Or if you're actually doing the math, that's 82 years of serving Fort Wayne, Huntington, Marion, and the
Americans opened
area.
Up their wallets a little wider in September, spending more on autos, clothing, furniture. The Commerce Department says retail sales.
Sorry about that. Hey, keep in mind, it doesn't matter where you bought it or what brand it is. Schaefer's Indiana Turf can and will fix it in their state-of-the-art service center. Give Ryan a call, 260-489-3391. You can visit their store at 5202 West Washington Center Road in Fort Wayne. You can visit them on the web at indianaturf.com. And remember the best tagline in the business: if you grow it, mow it, or blow it, Schaefer's can help. All right, guys, you think, Tom, as we head into tonight's baseball action, you think Texas wraps this up tonight?
I do, and Josh and I were just talking a little bit on the break that he thinks that the Tigers will live another night. I actually really do think that the Texas Rangers will make it happen tonight. I tell you what, though, I give my hats off to the Detroit Tigers. I mean, but obviously, you know, there's going to be a. I like Gerrit Collin. He's great. The last time he pitched was back on the 10th. And I tell you what, the Tigers do need their ace to pitch deep into the game. So we'll see. I mean, really, the pitching's going to decide this game. I really think that it will. And, you know, there again, obviously, Verlander's not going to go down without any type of fight. So, obviously, he's one of the best players out there right now. And I know, Josh, you have some thoughts on the Tiger game. You were telling me on the break that you think that the Tigers will live another day.
I do, especially seeing how the game isn't until 8 o'clock tomorrow night. The only game tonight is Cardinals Brewers.
Oh, did I say tonight? I'm sorry. See, my brain is fried. Tomorrow night. Well, anyway,
we bring Josh on to keep us straight and narrow here, and point out all of our faults.
That's right. He's like the priest, and we're like the altar boys. I'm not even going to touch that one.
I'm staying away from that.
I'm staying away from that as also. And I tell you, one team, and we're waiting on Jimmy the intern here, but one team that's going to need a priest for their final rites, if you will, is the Indiana Hoosiers. It's not looking good. It's not looking pretty. But
before we get into that, and let's wait for Jimmy the intern before we jump into IU football, and we'll also talk Purdue after the bottom of the hour, too. But let's just get into a little bit of Colts here. Because I did see today that 27-year employee of the Colts, Tom Szczepanik, resigned today from the Colts as their strength and their strength coordinator.
Yeah, I saw that, and I don't know really what the reasoning and logic behind that was, but I don't know, and Josh, I know you keep up on the Colts a lot, and I have just been so extraordinarily busy today with this new project that I'm doing in my other world, in my virtual world, I guess. So Josh, did you hear why that happened?
I didn't hear for sure why it happened. I do believe it's because he's not a Chris Polian guy, or he was too liberal with the truth. Such as he's the one who kind of let it be known that if Collins can play, Collins is going to start on Sunday.
Well, I can tell you one thing that you know, with the Bengals are going to really try to. I would like to think that the Colts could beat the Bengals. I'm going to say this every week until they get their first win, Jerry.
Well, we would hope that at some point you would be right. If not, then we are in worse shape than what we thought. You know, with Zapanic, resigning today, it just seems to me, especially after our conversation with Phil B. Wilson yesterday, that organization is just not in flux. It's almost full blown chaos over there at Colts camp over on 56th Street. It just seems like the Colts right now, they're just spiraling out of control as an organization.
Well, they are, and I don't really know if it's one certain thing. Surely goodness, the number 18 didn't have that much glue on the team. I think with Peyton Manning there and being able to pull out some good wins and make some good plays on the field, I think what it did is it really camouflaged all the other, basically, the old saying, nobody knows what goes on behind closed doors until the doors are open. Well, the doors are open now, and I think everybody knows what's going on down there. And so I just think it's just a domino effect. And you're right, it's turning into total chaos and a total cluster, out there on West 56th Street in Indianapolis. And I don't know what the answer is. Josh, do you?
I don't know what the answer is, but don't be shocked if at the end of the year Jim Irsay fires Bo Polian's Caldwell and just totally cleans house and starts all over, especially if Manning ends up not coming back.
Well, I don't know that he's gonna fire any one of the Polian guys, and I don't see Jim Caldwell going anywhere. But one thing is for sure, they've got the Bengals coming up here on Sunday, and it. I'm hoping and obviously the Bengals have a rookie quarterback themselves, and the Colts are just searching for that niche, for that formula on how to make it happen. The Bengals aren't winless. They have one. And like I said, they do have a rookie quarterback themselves. We obviously don't have a rookie quarterback, but one thing that I did find interesting, obviously Phil Harris talked about it. I did it again, Gary. I did it again. Phil Wilson talked about on the show yesterday was simply the fact that the Colts have named their starter, and it was a $4 million mistake.
All right, hey, we have to take a break, guys. We'll be back after the bottom of the hour news here. When we come back, we'll have Jimmy the intern on, talking some IU football, some Purdue football. My guess is one has a better chance of getting a win than the other. We'll be right back here in a few minutes here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
Bringing local news to...
All right, and we're back here on the Balance / Gary Snyder Show, and while the Gary Snyder Show is on a break right now, what we're going to do is we're going to talk a little bit more high school football. And Josh, you and I are going to be out at the Carmel Ben Davis game out at Giant Stadium. Real quickly, give us some keys to that game.
Keys to that game is who wants it more. Both teams are 7-1, 5-1 in the mid-conference. Both teams' only loss is by single digits to Warren Central High School. Both teams could argue that they should have beaten Warren Central High School, and both teams would be correct if they made that argument. I'm actually here at Giant Stadium. These are some of the biggest football players I've seen, and I've been to Purdue games, Colts games, and IU games. These are some of the biggest defensive linemen and linebackers I've ever seen. So another key to the game you'd have to think is which running back can absorb the punishment the best.
No, and I absolutely agree. I'm excited to see these two powerhouse teams play. Obviously, another big game here in the high school area is Warren Central. What are the keys to that game? Darth Vader?
Well, Center goes kind of in a rebuilding phase. I think the key to that game is just Warren Central staying healthy. They should win this game by three or four touchdowns pretty easily. Both teams just want to finish up the season, go into the tournament healthy.
All right. Well, one thing is for sure. When we join the Gary Snyder Show here in just a few moments, when he gets back from his news break, we're going to have Jimmy the Intern on with us as well. And we're going to talk, obviously, IU football and the Wisconsin Badgers. Just going to probably just have breakfast, lunch, and dinner with them as well. All right, well, we're about 30 seconds away from joining the Gary Snyder Show. You're listening to The Balance and the Gary Snyder Show right here on Blog Talk Radio, coast to coast.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Show on 1400 WBAT, and yes, if you haven't figured it out by now, I am Superman. Freightco, they are a leading freight company in Northeast Indiana, and they are growing, and they want you. That's right. Freightco is looking for owner-operators who want miles and home time. If this sounds like you, then listen up. Freightco offers a 92-cent CPM plus a competitive FSC. And that is on all dispatches. Now, I don't know what a CPM and an FSC are, but I bet if you're an owner-operator, you do. Freightco drivers average 2,500-plus miles a week and are home on weekends. Freightco offers consistent lanes with many being drop and hook. So if you're looking for a company that puts customers and employees first, or you just want more information on what Freightco has to offer, then give Ray a call. Not now. He's at home eating dinner or heading to a football game. Do it Monday, 866-397-2581. Or you can visit them on the web at freightco.org. Freightco, they are a freight-moving company. And, of course, all you really need to remember is GaryLSnyder.com. Click on the Freightco ad. Takes you right there, and you can see all of this. All right. Hopefully right now we are also joined by Jimmy the Intern. Jimmy, are you there?
Gary, I am here listening live to the Gary Snyder Show. I'm glad to be here.
All right. We also are joined by Tom Marquis and $2 Bill Josh. Jimmy, we're going to go right to you, and I am going to ask you this question. You've given us game previews every week up until this week, and we got one up this week too. But was this really the hardest one to write?
It wasn't all that hard, really. It was actually probably the easiest. It almost wrote itself because there wasn't even a part of my mind that said IU could win this game, or you know that. There was a possibility that IU could really pull off an upset here. I mean, against Illinois, I was rationalizing a little bit. The only difficult part for me was writing an X factor for IU in this game. I mean, it was something where I say it in the preview. I literally said I thought about switching uniforms because there's no way that this IU football team can go to Madison, Wisconsin, play Wisconsin and Camp Randall after a bye week and have a shot to beat them.
So as we enter this game, you just threw all caution to the wind and said, IU doesn't have a chance. Here it is. Deal with it.
Yeah, I mean, basically, it's not something that I'm trying to pile on the team or anything. And, you know, hopefully people are able to understand. It's not something that is particularly groundbreaking either, I would say. I mean, Illinois is not a particularly great team. Penn State is not a particularly great team. They came close against Penn State, which I thought they had the capability to do. They didn't keep it as close as I thought as they would against Illinois, but they did a decent job. Wisconsin is a different animal. Wisconsin is one of the best teams in the country. And simply put, IU is just outmanned. I mean, it's comical how outgunned this team is.
Tom?
Comical is probably a good word for it. A comic of errors. I'm almost afraid to watch it. I'm one of these guys that's going to be like, wake me when it's over. Can I look now? Type thing. And ow, that's got to hurt. And you know, it's just going to have all the makings of a melee. And you know, there's nothing we can do but just sit back and watch it. Watch it happen and watch the destruction happen piece by piece as Wisconsin just totally destroys Indiana University. Now, if we were just playing the devil's advocate, it would be great. Now, what kind of riots would we see in Bloomington? When I say riots, I mean metaphorically speaking, if IU was able to find a way to beat Wisconsin. Man, talk about... Go ahead.
Yep.
No, I'm just saying it would just be crazy.
I was just going to say, things would go absolutely crazy down here. I mean, I would be really upset that I wasn't able to go up, because the plan was I was going to go up and cover the game this weekend for IU Sportcom, obviously send you guys something that way as well. But, you know, I wasn't able to do that. But at the same time, I'm okay with it because I'm missing, you know, an 18-hour car trip, round trip, missing a 60-point beatdown likely, and being able to go to Hoosier Hysteria on top of it. So, I mean, I'm fine right now, but if IU manages to pull this off, I'll be really happy, really upset that I wasn't there. And I think we'd at least see some fans in the stands for the next one. But, I mean, it's basically asking, like, what if Ball State was able to knock off Oklahoma last week? I mean, Oklahoma beat them by 56 points, I think. So, I mean, it's something that would be great to see, but I'm not holding my breath.
No, I'm not holding my breath at all, and I just don't understand what's going on there. But you know, hopefully they will get it worked out and maybe get one win, maybe against Northwestern or something. Who knows, Gary?
Well, you know, Jimmy, as IU heads into this game, you know, they can't be going into this game thinking that they're going to win. And I know as a former football player, you know, the coach always just pounds on you that, hey, you have a chance in every game. That's why they play the game, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, what is the mentality of the team heading up there? Seriously.
Well, I'll tell you what. I actually covered this.
I mean, and I'm sorry to interrupt, but is it really – you know, it just reminds me of Dead Man Walking.
And that was what I considered making the title of my preview, actually. It's funny you should mention that. But I actually did a story on that earlier this week for IU Sportcom about the mentality of this team. And these guys have a chance to really show some mettle. Because up until this point in the season, there are people who were saying that IU had a chance before the year started to be 6-0 right now, that said they had a chance to be qualified for a bowl game. Obviously, that hasn't happened. But, you know, these first 6 weeks of the year, they've been favored or at least considered to have a decent chance at winning each of these first six games. IU, before the season started, I don't think there was a fan, however optimistic, that thought IU really had a shot against Wisconsin. And that's especially true now. I think this is where this team has a chance to exceed expectations, not in winning this game, but maybe in coming out here, giving a good, valiant effort and showing a little more fight than we've seen thus far this season. I think that's where the victory will lie. It'll have to be a moral victory, and it'll have to do, but that's what we'll have to see. We'll have to see where this team's mentality is, and we'll have to see if they're able to come out and perform with some fight from the first all the way to the end of the fourth quarter.
Well, here's what I remember. the last time that we met them, the numbers 83-10 kind of just rings very loud in my ears. Obviously, that was the score Indiana University fans, as well as myself, would rather not remember.
Well, technically, Tom, it was only 83-20, so we only lost by 63 points instead of 73.
Well, the Badgers are coming off a bye week, and they just put a pounding in Nebraska. So if Wisconsin can do what they did to Nebraska, and Nebraska being Nebraska, oh, man. It's a good thing it's close to Halloween, because this is definitely going to be a horror movie of sorts. did we lose Gary?
Is Josh still on with us? So what's Josh think of this?
No, I'm sorry. We lost Josh. Josh and I are going to be covering the Ben Davis Carmel game, and Josh is trying to get in there and get our credentials and get all of that. So he had to drop off. I'm sorry.
All right, we're going to take our last break of the day. We'll continue talking a little IU football, get into the Purdue a little bit. And as much as I hate to say it, Purdue may have a shot at this one. You're listening to the Gary Snyder Show on 1400. WBAT.
You can call it Trading Post. You can.
Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, T-Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
On the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. Before we get back to our football talk here a minute, I need to tell you about United Country, Natalie L. Real Estate, and Natalie Letterly. Now, we all know everybody and their brother knows a real estate agent these days. I'm going to tell you right now, Natalie Letterly at United Country, Natalie L. Real Estate needs to be involved. And listen closely, needs to be involved in any conversation you are having about a real estate purchase or a real estate sale. It can be first, it can be last, but she needs to be involved. She has the professionalism, she has credentials that are second to none, and the experience to get things done for you. But most of all, she has the passion. The passion to find you your dream home or to sell your current home. Again, call her first, call her last. but she needs to be involved in any conversation you are having about buying a home or selling a home. Give her a call, 260-358-9288. Again, that's 260-358-9288, or you can visit her on the web at lrealestate.com. And I'm not talking about the letter. I'm talking about Tom and Jimmy's favorite magazine, ELLE realestate.com. Natalie Letterly and United Country Natalie L. Real Estate. Again, they need to be involved in any conversation you are having about buying a home or selling a home. All right, Jimmy, anything to wrap up the IU segment of this program?
The only thing I'll throw out there, I think I mentioned it before, I might not have, Dusty Keel will not be playing this week, and he might be out for the next couple of weeks. He sprained an ankle in that game against Illinois. It's not likely we'll see him. Ed Wright Baker will get the start. We might see a little bit of Trey Roberson. And Kevin Wilson did say that D'Angelo Roberts should be back in action and that they probably will not change their approach to the offense, despite the fact that Wisconsin has such a strong defense.
You know, it's funny you mentioned Dusty Keel not playing, because I remember as a senior in high school, going all the way back to 1986, I was a starting quarterback for Frankfort High School. I injured myself, and my first game that I could have played, and I didn't, was against Brownsburg. At the time, Brownsburg went on to win the state championship that year. Just a huge team, and our Frankfort team was not very good. And our starting quarterback, who was he was actually the third string, because the second string was hurt too, just before the game, pulled a hamstring when he saw this Brownsburg team walk out. And guess who was stuck playing this number one ranked team in the state at quarterback? Yes, an injured Gary Snyder. So I'm not saying Dusty Keel is not really hurt, but when he looked across the sideline and imagine what was going to be standing over there, maybe that exaggerated his injury a little bit?
Well, I doubt very much that that's the case, because it was they made that announcement directly after the game against Illinois. I don't think that was an issue there. I wouldn't be surprised. Well, actually, I would be surprised. I would be really entertained if they decided just to throw Adam Fowler, Teddy Shell out there as a de facto sacrificial lamb.
Now, if you remember, have either one of you ever seen History of the World Part 2 or Monty Python History of the World?
Have indeed.
I have.
All right, there is a scene in that where the kids, and maybe I have the wrong Monty Python movie, but the kids are in sex ed class, and John Cleese and partner of his are demonstrating sexual education, and the kids snicker, and their punishment was to play on the rugby team that night against the kids that were like eight times bigger than them. Maybe this is the case there.
Well, basically, I mean, it's not going to be pretty, I'll say that much.
Tom?
I got nothing else on IU. let's move
right,
on.
Let's move to Purdue, Penn State. Purdue travels to Penn State. Penn State just having a horrible time on offense. Still sport a pretty decent defense. I think this is one that maybe if the Boilers show up to play, they could be right in the middle of this game in the fourth quarter and probably have the best chance of any Indiana team winning this weekend.
I absolutely 100% agree. I think that Purdue, got their heads rattled a little bit against Notre Dame, and then came out against Minnesota and just really dominated the whole game the whole day long against Minnesota. Not that Minnesota's not that much better than Indiana, but at the same time, I think, Penn State's a good team, and obviously they showed that against IU, and really not to say that that makes them look like a good team, but Penn State is always a good team, and obviously they have five senior starters on the O-line there, and I think they're going to have a strong running attack, and I think that that's something that the Purdue defense has got to has got to conquer and come against. I think that Purdue it has to stop the running game with the Nittany Lions, Jimmy.
And I agree with everything you said there, Tom. I mean, the Penn State defense looks really good against IU, and, you know, that's not all that hard to do. But, I mean, they've been a pretty decent unit all year long. Their offense has been another story. Even you, though you mentioned that offensive line with all the experience, Paterno really hasn't been happy with them as a group this year, not happy with the production they're giving, the physicality they're giving, and the execution they're allowing for the running game. As for the quarterback situation, Paterno said that both Bolden and McGloin will continue to play. He said that he was happy with how both of them are playing. But it leads me to question whether or not he's watching the games. I mean, Rob Bolden has been bad enough that it leads me to believe there's a possibility that he has some incriminating photos of Joe Paterno. I mean, I don't know what's going on there, but he has been so far below the level of what a Big Ten quarterback should be. And Matt McGloin, while he's been better, hasn't been that much better. I'm inclined to agree with you guys. The Purdue actually, surprisingly enough, has a shot this weekend, however small of one it is.
You know, how disturbing is that, incriminating photos of a 90-year-old coach?
Yeah, I know.
What kind of images does that conjure up, Tom?
Images I don't want. It's right up there with images of you going out to get your newspaper in the morning in your boxers. It's right up there. That or the
first of all, their boxer briefs, buddy.
or the Gary Snyder coffee mug. Your mug is on your mug. I love it. It's great though.
You know, I got a text a little earlier on the coffee mug. Someone said, you know, if you're right-handed and you drink this coffee out of this coffee mug, my lips would be right on your head, and I'm not comfortable with that. So maybe I'll use it as a pencil holder.
I'm not comfortable with that.
I said, well, just be glad I put a picture of me up there instead of what people call me a lot of the times.
Where can I get my own coffee mug? I want a Gary Snyder coffee mug, and I also want my own face to be on a coffee mug. I think we could move some merchandise at that.
I think we can, too.
Jimmy, the intern coffee mug.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Let's make that happen.
That sounds interesting.
We need to get Jimmy the intern bobblehead, though. That's what we've got to do.
Yeah.
We've all got to get bobbleheads.
I am working on the bobblehead. I have actually contacted a couple of places and find out, you know, the basics of getting a bobblehead. And if I have anything to say about it, not only will there be Gary Snyder Show coffee mugs, there will be a Gary Snyder bobblehead. And even if I have to pay someone to make my own bobblehead, you know the saying, once you have a bobblehead, you've made it.
Yeah, you're well on your way to becoming a golden god, Gary. Congratulations.
Or he is. I tell you what, he is. I am not worthy to be in the presence of Gary Snyder. It is unbelievable.
Okay. I'll get you a coffee mug, Jimmy. But I want to see you drinking it right-handed.
Awesome. We can make that happen.
See, this is what we get when Notre Dame is on a bye week. This is what we got, guys. This is it. This is where we resort to.
You know, I'm not very proud of it, but hey, it's all we have.
And it's better than talking about Notre Dame, about Indiana, Wisconsin anymore. I actually prefer this line of dialogue.
Absolutely. I think we all need to get bobbleheads.
And not only do I want a picture, I may want high-def video of you going up to drink it with the lips hitting the coffee mug and the top of my head. I want video, slow motion video if I send you a mug.
We'll put it on the loop on the website so it's just over and over where he's, you know.
My guess is I could get that to go viral.
Or you could get a virus from it. I'm not sure.
I'm more inclined to agree with Tom on that one. I don't know. We'll have to see. I'm sure it would be a really compelling gift.
I still have three left, and I have talked the boss into ordering some more. So we will be ordering a whole bunch of those coffee mugs because they are in such high demand. I get texts, emails, Facebook nonstop since I put one up, and they are definitely in high demand right now.
I have no doubt.
I'm myself lucky
no
to get one then.
All right, Jimmy, real quick, where can people find your work?
Thanks for the opportunity. You can find me on iusportcom.com, the website. Produce content every week. It's up there. We actually did a nice little video segment today. Also find me on the over-the-airways, wiux.org, Fridays 10 to 11, every Friday morning. Check it out. And, yeah, as always, thanks for listening.
Tom, you got about 5 seconds.
Well, everybody knows where to find us at because they're listening to us right now on the Balance Radio Network. But Facebook,
gotta go.
We'll
talk to you guys Monday. You've been listening to the Gary Snyder Show here on 1400 WBAT.
Your source for CBS News.
Boo!
Boo!
That was the worst thing I ever heard.
It was terrible.
Horrendous.
Well, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah?
Well, there were parts of it I liked.
Yeah, I liked a lot of it.
Yeah, it was good.
It was great.
It's wonderful.
Oh, bravo.
More!
More!